Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima reading you the morning news bulletin. I am Matsina. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo yesterday inspected the landslide affected stretch of National Highway 29 at Lezo Cha, old BRTF near Shiv Temple. He was accompanied by Deputy Commissioner of Kohima B. Henok Buchum, Senior Superintendent of Police Krodi Hretso, Chief Engineer Akho Zutso, and other officials from PWDNH, as well as District Revenue and Administrative Departments. During the inspection, the Chief Minister held discussions with the officials regarding both immediate and long-term measures to restore the damaged portion of the highway. Deliberations included possible solutions, such as widening the hillside, filling the affected stretch, and seeking expert technical assessment from the concerned ministry. Mr. Ryo directed the concerned department to undertake urgent repair works, emphasizing that the road must be made motorable at the earliest. He further instructed that at least the metalling of the damaged section should be completed before the Hornbill Festival, considering the vital connectivity role of NH29. In a first of its kind in Nagaland, the National Security Guard, NSG, successfully led a comprehensive two-day mock counter-terrorism CT exercise aimed at testing and strengthening the coordinated response of multiple agencies in the face of a terror crisis. The simulation involved a terrorist attack scenario leading to a hostage situation, with incidents staged at four key locations at St. Joseph University, Near 2 Resort, NIT Chumukedima, and the BSNL Exchange in Dimapur. A workshop on city urban operations was also conducted by the NSG in collaboration with Dimapur Police yesterday at the police complex Chumukedima as part of a professional capacity building effort. The exercise brought together multiple response units, including the fire and emergency services, medical teams from District Hospital Dimapur and Police Referral Hospital Chumukedima, FSL, Traffic Police, IRB, NAP Rangers, Assam Rifles, and the State Disaster Response Force. Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today in this special series, Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government has boosted defence exports and strengthened strategic acquisitions.
India's defence and internal security posture under the Narendra Modi government reflects a decisive shift towards strength, clarity and self-reliance. With record investments in defence, rapid growth in indigenous production, bold reforms and the adoption of emerging technologies, India has transitioned from being a major importer to a rising global exporter of defence equipment. Defence exports grew 34 times over the last decade, reaching 23,622 crore rupees in 2024-25. Over 1,700 export authorizations were granted in 2024-25 alone. India now supplies a wide range of defence equipment to over 100 nations, including the United States, France and Armenia. These include bulletproof jackets, patrol boats, helicopters, radars and even advanced systems like torpedoes. Inaugurating development projects in Katra, Jammu and Kashmir on 6 June this year, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, in the last 10 years, India has become a big defence exporter and now the goal is to include India's name among the top defence exporters of the world.
आपने देखा है कि कैसे ऑपरेशन सिंदूर ने आत्मनिर्भर भारत की ताकत दिखाई है. आज दुनिया भारत के डिफेंस इकोसिस्टम की चर्चा कर रही है और इसके पीछे एक ही कारण है हमारी सेनाओं का मेक इन इंडिया पर भरोसा. पिछले 10 वर्षों में भारत एक बड़ा डिफेंस एक्सपोर्टर बना. अब हमारा लक्ष्य है दुनिया के टॉप डिफेंस एक्सपोर्टर्स में भारत का नाम भी शामिल हो.
India's defense policy in the last decade has been guided by the principle of Atmanirbharta. The Defense Acquisition Procedure 2020, revised from Defense Procurement Procedure 2016, aligned fully with the Atmanirbhar Bharat Abhiyan spearheaded by PM Modi.
In order to make eco-friendly transport accessible and affordable for the common man, the government has extended significant relief to the bicycle industry. GST on bicycles has been reduced from 12% to 5% to promote affordability, accessibility and sustainable mobility solutions. Similarly, the GST Council has slashed down the tax rate on bicycle parts to 5%, which previously fell under 12% slab. This rationalization under the next generation GST reforms marked a significant step leading towards cheaper movement and increased bicycle usage among students, fitness enthusiasts and young professionals. And Salam Lamyanba Luang, a PhD research scholar from the Department of Agriculture, Engineering and Technology, Nagaland University, was awarded Best Agricultural Engineer. During Future Act 2025, the 11th National Conference on Advancing Food and Farming for a Sustainable Future, the conference was organized by the Department of Agriculture, Suresh Gyan Vihar University, Jaipur, ICAR accredited, in collaboration with Just Agriculture Communications Group and ISA HRD Society. It was held from September 9th to 10th, 2025, at Suresh Gyan Vihar University, Jaipur, Rajasthan. Mr. Luang specializes in soil and water conservation engineering. His ongoing research, titled Assessing the Impact and Control of Soil Erosion in the Hilly Terrain of Nagaland, India, is being carried out under the supervision of Professor Prabhakar Sharma, Department of Agricultural Engineering and Technology, Nagaland University. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a good day.